Now, speaking of changing form and communication afterwards, just to give folks a little bit of an idea here, your dad found so many fun and intriguing ways. We talked about this a little earlier. Some fun and intriguing ways to get your attention and to get in touch with you and to make you aware of his presence. So do you have a you share a lot of stories in the book, but do you have a particular favorite that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I do have some favorites. One of them is he had been gone for quite some time, and in human form he was gone. And, well, let me just, I'd like to read it to you from the book, actually.
Great.
I found a letter from him. So this is what it, on page 47, says, "My dryer was taking entirely too long to dry my clothes, so I went in search of the manual to find the model number for the heating element. As I searched through my archive of manuals going back as far as 1978, I found a file titled Letters. Then I remembered I have letters from my dad. With great excitement, I pulled out the file and opened it. The letter on top was indeed from him, and postmarked August 12, 1998. With reverence, I slowly pulled out the neatly creased paper and unfolded it. The words he wrote years ago were much more powerful today. And I've got a copy of that part of the letter with the first line, and it says, just a line to let you know I'm still here."
Mm.
I tell you, Kim, when I read that, I started crying because it was just so clearly a message to me that he was still here. And, of course, when I went back to use the dryer, it worked perfectly. So there again, it was a perfect example that he was trying to let me know that he's still here.
Mm.
And then another one is... as you know, people are taking photographs now that have orbs in the photos. And I believe that those orbs, some of them are dust, but most of them are spirit, whether they're angels or guides or teachers or deceased loved ones. And I had this, I received a beautiful, beautiful, amazing gift one day when I was going through my house taking pictures, to take pictures of orbs. That's what I was doing. And I saw this orb in the back of the, was it LED screen in the back of the camera?
Mm-hmm.
It was huge. And I thought, oh, this is wonderful. So I put it on my computer. And up in the upper right-hand corner of this orb, this round orb, there's a man's face. And I knew that it was my dad. Mm. But I didn't have a picture of him at that age because he was probably in his 20s. And a few months after that, my sister sent a picture to me of the two of them before I was born. So it was the late 1950s. And I tell you, Kim, it just totally blew me away because it's a validation of the orb photo that has his face in it.
Mm.
There is a picture of that in the book on page 52. It's got the original orb and then this picture of him with my sister's cut out of it, but it's just a picture of Daddy's face. So you can see how clearly that it's truly his face. And, you know, I never in a million years would have dreamed I could have gotten something so perfect to show me that he's still here.
Mm. Wow. Those are awesome stories. And there's so many others in the book, throughout the book, that are just amazing, wonderful validations of his presence, wonderful events that occur between the two of you, conversations that the two of you have during the course of this process, during the course of writing the book. And there's just a lot there. There's a lot of validation there. But I'm sure that some of the people listening to this might be saying, well, she got all these signs and signals, but, you know, that's not going to happen for me. You know, and, you know, she gets this stuff and she's, you know, a spiritual person and, you know, she talks to angels and she does all this stuff, but, you know, that's not going to happen for me. I don't do stuff like that. But what would you say to those people about signs and signals that they can look for, or suggestions you could make that they could look for in order to recognize the communication from their loved ones?
Well, the first thing you have to do is just be open.
Mm-hmm.
And because if you're not, if they're persistent enough, they will keep on until it's like they're knocking you in the back of the head. But if, you know, otherwise you're just going to miss it. So keep your mind open. And one of the things that my mom discovered was... you know, my dad was a whistler, And I have another little excerpt here from the book on page 39 that love binds us together forever. And I would like to read that really quick.
Great. Here.
Big Jim communicates with my mom through songs. Daddy was a whistler, and he was very good at it. While visiting my mom, I noticed that she whistles now. I commented on this, and she said that songs will just get stuck in her head, and she finds herself singing, humming, or whistling them. I asked her to think about the songs. Were they songs that Daddy liked? She thought about it and agreed that, yes, they are. Then she told me that sometimes a song will wake her up in the morning. I got really suspicious, and I started to laugh, and I said, "What song?" The answer was, "Wake Up Little Susie" by the Everly Brothers. Mom's name is Sue. So that was a clear sign to me that Daddy was whistling to her or singing to her to wake her up in the morning. Mm-hmm. And what a beautiful way to start your day. But other things, you know, that they do is sometimes, you know, they'll, maybe you find coins. I know someone who, she vacuumed her house and she walked back in the room and there were a bunch of coins laying on the floor. Well, there's no way those coins were there before because the vacuum would have sucked them up. I know that they'll, if you've lost something, you may find it in a place that you just looked, but now it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a feeling that they're around you or smell a fragrance that reminds you of them. Or just like I did with turning the TV on the day that Daddy wanted to work on the book, and the first thing I heard off the TV was, "It is I." And that's a, you know, people don't just say that.
Right.
Strange comment, you know, or a phrase. But one of the other things that is, if you have animals, my poodle is my orb alarm. And if I'm caught up in my daily stuff and I'm not paying attention, my dad will be here and magic will let me know. Because he starts playing with a skunk that my dad has in spirit. I know that sounds a little strange, but you know, they'll just show you in different ways that they're here, and you just have to be open to it. And when you suspect that it's them, then acknowledge it, and then they'll show you something more to validate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Those are some great tips for people. And, you know, they might get other ideas just through reading the book of other things. They went, hey, you know, I experienced something like that or something similar to that. So I definitely agree that when people are reading the book, absolutely keep your minds open and look at it and really think about it and compare it to your current situation and see if there are any parallels between, mm-hmm. you know, your situation and the situation that Kate and her dad went through during the course of this book. And you were talking about Alvin the skunk, and it's such a cool image, and it's so much fun. And, you know, this book, although it's primarily a story of you and your dad and the experiences that the two of you had during this process, you do talk about pets and critters that we've loved and lost and, or, you know, physically lost, and the way that that impacts our lives. And you do talk a little about in the book about pets and afterlife communication of sorts with them and ways that we're able to connect with them, like your dad did with Alvin, his skunk. So you want to share a little bit about that for people who may be losing beloved four-legged pets or birds or critters?
Sure. When Daddy was here living in the physical world, he had a skunk named Alvin, and he raised it from a baby. The mother got killed, and he found the baby in the shop where he worked. And he took it home and bottle fed it because it was going to die if he didn't. And they became pretty much joined at the hip, I guess. And he loved the skunk, and he had him for a couple of years, and then the skunk got sick. And, you know, it's a wild animal, and the vet didn't treat it in the correct way, and the skunk died. And Daddy was absolutely devastated. But when he died, they reunited. And one of the first orb photographs that I got of my dad, I was, my dog's magic started playing with something that clearly I could not see. And it was pretty cool to watch him playing with something that was invisible to me. And I got the camera and I started taking pictures. And I got a picture of my dad's orb. And I got a picture of Alvin. And Alvin shows up as a zero in my photographs. And I get him quite often when I go through the house taking pictures. So even though, you know, the pets have crossed over, that they're just like our human, you know, loved ones, the love never dies. It's still there. And Daddy has proved that to me over and over again with, you know, coming in here with Magic's new friend, Alvin. And they've been so much fun to, you know, let me know that they're here and to connect with them.
Oh, that's so awesome. And I'm sure that's such a relief for people who have lost pets to realize that there are ways that they can experience their presence after their transition over as well as their human loved ones.
Well, I actually have a friend who just recently lost a cat that he had had for many years, got it as a kitten, and I asked him, I said, have you seen him yet? And he said, well, I see him as, you know, he'll run past his eye, you know, just out of the corner of the eye, mm-hmm. because I've seen him several times. So, you know, when you suspect that you've got your pet is still here, or you'll be in bed and you'll feel them jump on the bed and they're already, you know, they've transitioned, mm-hmm. acknowledge that they're there because they feel that love from you too, just like our loved ones do. So just be sure to acknowledge them.
Mm. Yeah, that's so well said, and it's just a beautiful reminder for people. So absolutely keep that in mind. Now, one of the things that I love so much about this book and being able to have enjoyed reading it and experiencing your journey through the book is the wonderful messages that your dad contributed to the book. As I said earlier, I'm very impressed with his very infectious personality, and he's such a fun guy, and there's so much amazing charisma to his presence, and you really feel that, or at least I certainly do, throughout reading the book. And of course, I've known you a long time, so I've had the pleasure of interacting with him before, and he's so much fun. But during the course of the book, he shares a lot of really enlightening messages with the reader about the afterlife, about his experiences now, and how he sees things, and the totally different way in many instances that he's experiencing life, and he's experiencing the world now, in his world now. What particularly strikes you about what he shared in regards to that? Is there anything that particularly surprises or intrigues you that he's shared?
Well, first, Kim, Daddy says thank you. He's not allowed to talk to me while I'm doing radio interviews, but he says to thank you.
Oh, well, he's most welcome.
That you said about him. But to answer the question, you know what really surprised me when I wrote the book was when Daddy came in and dictated to me his perspective of his death.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't expect that at all. You know, I didn't know what to expect when we started doing this, but when he came in and started dictating to me his experience of his death, I was totally blown away. And it wasn't easy to type it at times, but it was amazing. It was truly, truly amazing. You know, at one point when Adele went to see him while he was in surgery, I mean, I'm typing away, and he says, he was telling me what was happening, and then he says, and then this pretty young gal comes in and said her name was Adele Insulata and that Kate sent her. And I was like, whoa, how cool is that? You know, it just totally blew me away because I just didn't expect that.
Mm.
But what it did with writing his perspective, I could feel within me more of my fear of death just dissolving. And the other thing that really sticks out to me is that as I go back even now and read the book, I get this calm peacefulness, you know, that no matter what is going on in my life, you know, if I'm upset about it snowing instead of beautiful sunshiny day or, you know, whatever, when I sit down and read the book, it brings this calmness in, this peacefulness, and you know you just connect with the angelic realm where all there is love, and you get that warm, fuzzy feeling where death is concerned, and it just dissipates the fear.
Mm.
And you know, that was what I was really hoping for, but knowing that he was okay and everything was fine, I still had a little bit of, you know, my physical body dying. There's some fear there. And unfortunately, I guess you could look at it in a bad way, but there was a silver lining. I got the H1N1 virus a week or two ago and got dehydrated and passed out on the bathroom floor and got to ride an ambulance to the hospital. And I kept thinking, man, this could kill me, because they couldn't get an IV in because I was so dehydrated. And I was thinking, that's okay. There was absolutely no fear in my heart where dying was concerned. But then I should see Daddy standing there just laughing and saying, you're going to be fine. You're not coming back yet. You got things to do. And I thought, I am in the middle of a book launch. I do have things to do. And he said, you're not going anywhere. They're going to get that fluid in there. Don't worry. But, you know, I realized that even in myself, you know, I'm human too. And even though I know he's okay and everything, I still had some fear. But this last incident that I had with my own health, I know that that fear is gone. It's completely gone. And I'm free, Kim. I'm free. I mean, does that make any sense?
It does.
And that's what I really hope for other people. You know, when they read the book, that, you know, they know they can find that peace within their heart, that when their loved one dies, they're okay, and that when they die, they're okay. It's just a breath. You know, Daddy, actually Barbara Mark of Angel Speak, she came in during the book, and anyone who knew Barbara Mark, she was an absolute scream. She was so much fun, and she is even crazier and wilder and more fun now that she's on the other side. And she would come in and plug her book in mine. And she was just so funny. And she told me before she died, she had a friend who transitioned, who came back and told her that it was just like a breath. You just breathe, you just breath out, and you're in the spirit realm, and you're in that love. And she came back and told me the day after she died, she was right here. The very first thing she said to me, I'm standing in my office looking around thinking I really should get some work done, but I'm so sad, you know, because Barbara died. Barbara said, if you can't take a day off when your best friend dies, just when can you? And I was like, <"That's> Barbara, here. And she had things to say, so I got my journal out and I started writing down everything she said. And she said I was right. She said I was right. It's just a breath. Your essence, your spirit leaving the body is just a breath. And she said when you move into the spirit realm, the love that is there is so much that the human brain can't take it in.
Mm. Wow,
that's what surprised me, I guess, and it's made a huge fulfillment in my own life, having moved through this process of writing the book and, you know, accepting that Daddy's really dead, but that he's so good where he is, and that bond between us will never go away, and that life is staying here and finishing this work. It's so well worth it. When I get emails from people who have read the book and they've been helped by it, and it just amazes me, Kim. And I'm so blessed to be a part of all of it.
Oh, that is so liberating. I hope those of you who get this interview will go back and rewind at this point and listen to that last answer again about the breath, because, wow, that it's such an amazing validation that life goes on, and it goes on beautifully, and it goes on with such joy and such love just permeating it. And oh, that's so wonderful, and it's just such a beautiful realization. So thank you so much for sharing that. Now, we've talked about the book, we've talked about what it entails and a lot of the wonderful things that people can gain from experiencing it and from reading it and from keeping their minds and hearts open as they do so. But I want to touch a minute on some of the other products that you offer in conjunction with the book that can also enhance people's experiences with using the book itself. So do you want to talk about these a little bit and how people can, or how the products rather, can assist people?
Yes, I do, because there's another section in the book talks about the transition of my grandfather,
mm-hmm,
in 2007, and he had dementia. And there are so many people now who have Alzheimer's or dementia, or maybe they're in a coma, or missing even. And when Grandpa had dementia, my grandmother couldn't communicate with him, and she was just, you know, she was just beside herself. She was in so much pain watching him, and I don't live even close to them, so she didn't want me to come out and help her. So I thought, well, what can I do? And, of course, my angel said, talk to him, talk to Grandpa. And so I sat down and set the intention to connect with his higher self and communicate with him, and it worked. And I was able to get messages from my grandfather and give them to my grandmother, and it gave her so much comfort. And that's included in the book through it, the method that I use is in written form, and there's also a written form of communicating with my dad. So if people want to try to communicate with their deceased loved one or angels or guides or teachers, they can use, it's called Sacred Space, and it's included in the book, like I said, in written form, along with the communicating through dementia in written form to communicate with those who have Alzheimer's or dementia. But what I've also done is created CDs, or you can get it as an MP3 download on the soulkisses.com website, that you can order the CD, and it's each one has two tracks. One is what we're going to do and why we're doing it and how it's going to work, and then the second track is the actual guided meditation. So it gives you a little bit of background and being able to set your intention and help you to raise your vibration so that you more closely match theirs. So if anyone is interested in trying to communicate with someone who has dementia or Alzheimer's or with your deceased loved ones, we have these guided journey CDs that people could purchase and use. Then I've also got your favorite, the Healing Circle of Love.
Oh.
By Princess Diana and Mother Teresa. This CD is so very powerful, and it works for everything. Anything that you're having trouble with, like a relationship or a life situation, or you're just overcome with fear, this CD can help you dissolve that and shift you from within, to from fear to love. And when you do that, your whole world changes. This was given to me, and it was such a blessing. I was having trouble with my daughter, who was a teenager, and she was breaking my heart, and I was not able to function. And anyone who's a parent who has walked those shoes knows exactly what I'm talking about. And Jesus kept telling me she was fine. My dad told me, that's one of the things that my dad gave me advice about, that I needed to let her work things out. It wasn't about me. It was about her, and I couldn't make it about me. And as mothers, you know, you try to fix everything. But one night, Princess Diana and Mother Teresa came to me, and they gave me this wonderful, wonderful method of being able to shift that fear to love and to just send that person this amazing love, and it shifts everything. It's absolutely amazing. But you've experienced that one, so you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and to have been given to you by such beings that radiate such love as Mother Teresa and Princess Diana, it's very powerful. I definitely, yeah, it is absolutely my favorite. So I of course highly recommend that one to those listening. It's so much fun. Oh, it's amazing.
And the other CD that we have right now is called Communicating with Orbs, and it's the method that I use when I sit with the photographs and ask the orbs who they are and why they're in my photographs. And I've written an ebook about that. It's called Orb Photographs Validated. So, you know, they go hand in hand in helping people to understand why they're getting orbs in their photographs. And Daddy has a lot to say about that you're going to be seeing more and more of it, and you're actually going to be getting pictures of spirit. So there's a lot of things that are going to be happening and showing up in our photographs to help us to know that they're here with us and we're not alone. But the then we also have the Waiting in the Other Room journal. And that's a part of the book, a package deal, where you can write down, it's a place to record all your communications and the things that you feel your loved ones are trying to let you know that they're with you. You can write these things down and get validation, you know, later, because our memories aren't that great. And so if you write it all down, then you can go back and look at it later and say, oh, yeah, I remember when they did that, and this has validated exactly what I thought I was understanding. So, and the journal also has messages from the angels sprinkled throughout it to help you with guidance and support. It's really a blessed little tool to help with recording your incidents with your loved ones. And then we've also got e-courses on the website. We've got Worry and Stress Got Your Power, and that includes the Healing Circle of Love meditation. So they go hand in hand to help you get rid of fear and take your power back. And we've got this wonderful e-course that it's based on the book The Game of Life by Florence Scovel Shinn. It's called The Keys to Unlocking the Secrets, The Game of Life Unleashed. And Florence Scovel Shinn, who died in, I believe, 1950-something, she wrote the book in 1926, and she's been gone for quite some time, but she came in and helped me to write this workbook, this e-course, to go with her book, and it will absolutely change your life. It helps you to take your power back, and, you know, we're human, and we give our power away to people every day, and she shows us the tools to hang on to our power and to be confident in who we are and to discern what we came here to do. And it's truly, truly an amazing process to go through this e-course. But we've got several products, you know, that people can use to help them on their spiritual journey. And we've got, you know, the SoulKids website has so much information, and it recommends other books. You know, if you don't find something that clicks with you that is a product of mine, I have websites on there that, you know, I recommend that you may find something that clicks for you through them. You know, people don't have to get things from me. I feel that if I can provide information to help somebody, it doesn't matter if it comes from me or from somebody else, so long as I can help get them there.
Yeah, and you've got lots of resources in your newsletter, in the SoulKids newsletter, which is a great resource. That includes a message from you and from the angels and from your dad as well. So that's a free subscribe for people if you want to check that out and experience a little more of this wonderful information. Definitely go on the website. There's tons of info on soulkisses.com. As Kate was saying, there's quite a plethora of products there, and I'm sure that will just continue to expand and increase. But, you know, if you want to communicate with your loved ones, there's the Sacred Space CD. There's the Communicating Through Dementia CD for your loved ones with dementia. And, of course, there's my favorite, the Healing Circle of Love CD. So there's so much wonderful stuff that you've got available for people. And, again, wonderful resources that you recommend for people. So definitely check out soulkisses.com as well as waitinginTheOtherRoom.com. You can get all the information there, learn more about the products. And there's just tons of wonderful stuff available for you to peruse and enjoy and discover.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So the book, Waiting in the Other Room, I feel that it has universal appeal for those who have lost loved ones, and that there's so much that they can learn and gain through the experience of reading this book, and hopefully that it will bring people a tremendous sense of serenity and a sense of really being able to validate that their loved ones are safe and they're happy and they're okay. And they're just waiting in the other room. It's such a powerful book. I know what a labor of love it has been for you and for your dad in the creation process of this book. And I'm just pleased as punch that it's out there and available for people to experience. I know what a journey this has been for you. What do you want people to take away from reading the book?
I just pray that people will be able to find that serene peace within, you know, and comfort that their loved one is okay in the spirit realm, and to help those who are afraid of death or have this fear, this choking fear within them, that they can help dissolve that like I did. That's what I really hope that people are able to do, and just find that peace within them that, you know, even the death is okay. And it's actually, you know, a celebration of love for them. And I'd like to read a testimonial really quick that I got from somebody who read the book. And when I got this, I tell you, Kim, it just melted my heart. Mm. Okay, this is from Donna Roberts, and she says, Kate's book, Waiting in the Other Room, is extremely helpful to anyone who has lost a loved one and wondered whether they could connect with them on the other side of the veil. I had been told that daily meditation could connect you to the spirit world, so I prayed and meditated daily in an attempt to connect with the deceased husband whom I had been married to for 34 years when he died of cancer. After some time had passed, I started hearing a voice in my head that talked to me just like he used to, but I wondered if I was just imagining it or my mind was playing tricks on me. After reading Kate's book and her experiences with her dad, I realized that I'm really hearing my deceased husband. He even teases me about my lousy driving skills like he did when I was alive. I highly recommend Kate's book. It's well worth reading and buying. And my heart just melted when I read that, because that's exactly what I was hoping to accomplish with sharing our intimate and personal stories with the world.
Mm. It is such a personal story, and yet it's so universal. And the love that you put into the creation of this book really radiates from the pages. It's just right there for people to experience. So if you want a really loving, beautiful experience and to gain a lot of insight from one woman's experience with her dad and the experiences that they have shared during this creation process, I would absolutely give the book my wholehearted recommendation. And I would also encourage you, if you're a member of a grief support group, or if you know people who have recently experienced loss or who are still having trouble recovering from the loss of someone they love, or in the midst of that grieving process, definitely buy them a copy. We've got Christmas coming up. This is October of 2009, so we've got Christmas coming up. Birthdays, just a wonderful I love you present. So, absolutely, and you're right, that testimonial is right there. I mean, that's just a beautiful validation that, yes, you know, she was able to gain from her reading of the book what you were saying in regards to the communication process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And as I said before, Daddy's not allowed to talk to me while I'm on a radio interview, but he wants me to say something about the cover of the book.
Cool.
The cover of the book was a picture that I took on Trail Ridge Road, which is the highest paved road in the United States. It's here in Colorado, and when I took the picture on a 35-millimeter camera, I scanned it into my computer, and I accidentally cut and mirrored it. And when I did that, I saw these beautiful angels, these cherubs, and pictures of animals and crosses, and this man, almost like God, if you think of God as a man, at the top of this picture with his hands out. And that's the cover of the book, the front and the back. And there's the story about how the cover came to be is in the book. And the angels gave me a message of why they showed me this beautiful image when I accidentally cut and mirrored it. It was not an accident. It was divinely guided. And it's a wonderful message of hope. And so that's what the cover of the book is. And Daddy just wanted me to say a little bit about that, because he's very proud of the fact that we designed the cover to be an eye catcher and make you want to pick it up. And once you pick it up, you feel the magic that's inside of it and you want to read it.
Mm.
Anyway, he wanted to say something about that.
Fabulous. Yeah, yeah. That's wonderful. And the message is in the book. You get to read that and experience that. And there's so much love in this book. There's so much peace and comfort that can be gained through reading the book. And I know how much this book means to you and the launch of this book, putting it out there. But I also know, because I've been your friend for a long time, that you are a very busy girl and there is lots of stuff in the pipeline coming up. So what can people expect next?
Well, one of the things that we're of course, promoting the book, and I'm looking to hook up with some grief companies, programs like hospice or, you know, other grief groups to help promote the book. And then we're also going to be doing a huge promotion with the Communicating Through Dementia CD to help people. It's not only to communicate, you and I communicating with a loved one who has dementia. It's more than that. It's that loved one who has dementia. They're locked in and not being able to communicate anymore. They may still have some unfinished business. And if they can still communicate with you through this method that I've put together, this meditation, then they're going to get to finish that unfinished business before they transition. Mm-hmm. That way they won't have to work on that again. So the Communicating Through Dementia CD has huge benefits and tools for both sides, the people who have dementia and those loved ones who want to communicate with them. And then we're going to be publishing in paperback form the 11-week e-course based on The Game of Life by Florence Goldshin, so people will be able to buy that on Amazon instead of having to come to my website. And we're also going to publish the Orb Photographs Validated e-book. That's going to be expanded, and we're going to publish that to help people who have questions about their orbs, and then that'll lead them to being able to communicate with them with the Communicating Through with Orbs CD. And then we're looking at workshops, too. So it's going to be a very, very exciting time. We've got three more meditations to hopefully get done before the end of the year. And the end of the year is coming quick. So we'll be doing the workshops here in Colorado, and then maybe next year doing some traveling, too.
Oh, goody. Yay, that's exciting. So there's so much wonderful stuff out there that's coming for people to be able to enjoy and to look out for. So definitely keep an eye on the website, soulkisses.com. Sign up for Kate's newsletter at the Soul Kiss website, so you'll be able to get all that information and discover what's coming up and when it comes out, because her newsletter subscribers are always the first to know. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for that, and do subscribe to that, because there's, as I said, lots of wonderful info in there. And Kate, this has been so much fun. I'm so honored to have been able to do this, to have the opportunity to chat with you and to share a little bit about this wonderful book. So, oh, it's just been fabulous. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kim. This has been so much fun to get to just talk about Daddy and the book, and to share with people, you know, things that aren't in the book. And just to get that excitement out there to help people to look for it and pick it up. And this has really been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And again, go to Kate's website at www.soulkisses.com. And the book is called Waiting in the Other Room. You can buy it at waitingintheotherroom.com or at soulkisses.com or, of course, on amazon.com. So I highly recommend it. Definitely pick it up. This is Kim Loftus. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoy the book and have a lovely day.